Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We survived Michael Irvin. He comes in, and he is full of energy. He's great. Great guest. Barry Sanders is going to join us coming up in a little bit. Rich Eisen, loved seeing Rich. Known Rich for 25 years, I think. Chris Collinsworth stopped by. I was covering the Bengals when Chris was a rookie. With the Bengals, they went to the Super Bowl. They lost in Detroit to Joe Montana. They lost in Miami to Joe Montana. And here the Bengals are, and Chris is broadcasting the game for NBC and Peacock. By the way, we have gift bags. The in-studio guests all receive gift bags provided by Panini America, the official trading cards of the DP Show. Link Soul Apparel. Seton's got on his Link Soul, a lifestyle brand for any occasion. Also, M-Drive, our good friends at M-Drive. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. Couple of phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Here is Tom Brady on his podcast with Jim Gray last night being asked about retirement.
Muhammad Ali came back. Mike Tyson came back. So Inevitably, some quarterback's going to get hurt or not perform at the level, and it's going to start in July in training camp. It's going to go again in September and probably again in October and November. How are you going to entertain those thoughts, and would you ever consider that?
You know, I'm just going to take things as they come. You know, I think that's the best way to put it. And I don't think anything never, you know, you never say never. And, you know, at the same time, I know that I feel very good about my decisions.
That's not a no. And it felt like we were inching closer to, no, I'm not coming back, to, well, I don't know, never say never. Michael Irvin just joined us, and he said, you know, Tom's been home for 6 days, and he's already saying, well, never say never. When I left ESPN, and I thought, okay, I'm going to restart this show, I'm coming home, and I got home, and then everybody left. Like, they had school and jobs, and I was just by myself with the dog. And I had another show planned, but I couldn't do it. I had to wait 6 months for what's called a non-compete. I couldn't do something. And I'm going, I made the biggest mistake of my life. And I never should have left ESPN, because I'm there on the front porch with our dog and no one's at home. And I'm going, this is only day two of me announcing that I'm leaving ESPN. I can't imagine, you know, that euphoria, that feedback you get, that Tom gets from playing. Mine was just going on SportsCenter at night. Here's Tom playing at a high level, maybe could have been the MVP, and he's going to walk away. And I understand it from the family aspect, but Tom's going to get home, and your family is already, like, they have their own rhythm of things, their own schedule. Like, hey, I got school, Dad. Hey, we got a sleepover. Hey, we got hockey practice here. Dad, can you give me a ride? I mean, that's, you become a shuttle service there. And Tom's probably going to go, wait, I gave this up? Never say never. Yeah, Pauline.
I saw some people talking on TV the other day, and they were comparing it to Peyton Manning when he retired. I think it's completely apples and oranges. Manning was very happy to get out with that Super Bowl. His health was declining. His skills were declining. Brady's not in that category at all. But Peyton Manning, before he became a media mogul as he is now, he basically had a home year. He did nothing. Remember, we speculated a lot on the show. What's he doing? Is he going to take a media job, Monday Night Football, ownership, GM? And that first year was basically nothing.
Does anybody think Tom Brady plays again? Any of the Danettes? Paulie?
No, I think Gronk does. I don't think Brady does.
Yeah, I don't know if I see Gronk playing for another team. I mean, he's been through a lot. I think he played because Tom played. But I don't know if Gronk plays anymore. And it feels like he has other options to do. I still think you do a Brady Gronk Manning cast if you're Amazon. Have fun with it. But I don't see Gronk playing again. All right, poll question. We got a new poll question?
We still have the same one.
Okay.
We can put up the other one. But for now, we have Kyler Murray wants his new deal now, 75%, wants out of Arizona, 25%.
Do you have Rob Gronkowski's career salary?
Always, Dan.
Okay. How about we dive into that?
Now, remember, Gronkowski said that when he started, his dad told him, just spend your endorsement money, your marketing money, save all your salaries.
Okay.
Let me see here.
All right. Here we go. All together now.
Salary, 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 salary.
I don't even care about Gronk's career salary. I just love hearing the music.
Join the club.
Salary. Okay. Paul, the salary of Rob Gronkowski career.
As a rookie, he made $320,000. His biggest single year paycheck was $9 million. Gronkowski's never gotten monster money at any point in his career. He's never gotten a monster signing bonus. He is, last year he made $1.7 million salary, a signing bonus of $6 million for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Career salary for Robert Gronkowski on the field.
All right, Todd, go.
$57 million.
All right.
Solid guess.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
$67 million.
Better guess.
All right. I was going to do $62.7 million.
A little higher. A lot higher.
Oh. $71.5 million.
$71 million for Rob Gronkowski.
Okay.
Endorsement money, we're looking at probably $30 million so far. That's an estimate.
I can still hear Michael Irvin in the hallway. He hasn't left the building. I think he was visiting with Barry Sanders. Career salary, salary, brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the DP Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more, start or continue your collection now, Panini America. There was also, I don't want to say it was controversial, but people did pick up on this story. Ryan Clark, former defensive back, now an analyst at the Mothership, was on Get Up on ESPN, and he was sort of assessing all the different quarterbacks, but he had this to say about Russell Wilson and got some headlines.
Russell Wilson is a very good football player. Russell Wilson is a really good quarterback. Russell Wilson's not a great quarterback. Russell Wilson is not an all-time great quarterback. He's never going to be in those conversations. And so we have to stop putting him in those in that world that any team that has Russell Wilson can win a Super Bowl.
All right. What was the music there? Was the a band started playing there? I mean, it's fair. It's a fair comment. Is Russell Wilson one of the all-time greats? No. Is he one of the all-time very goods? Is he a Hall of Famer? Absolutely. But, you know, by comparison with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to take Aaron Rodgers over Russell Wilson. People will take Patrick Mahomes already over Russell Wilson. But keep in mind, Russ is, I think, 33 and probably has five more good years playing. Maybe gets on a team. Maybe they make another Super Bowl run. But, you know, the fact that they didn't make the playoffs, I mean, I don't put that on Russ. It feels more systemic there. It just feels like there are a few people that need a new start. And Russ feels like he's one of those players needing a new start. We'll get some phone calls here, and then we'll take a break. Barry Sanders will join us. John in Milwaukee's been on hold for a while. John, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, first-time caller, eternal listener. But I actually had to listen to the show, the podcast, so after hearing your fascination with speed skater Semen Pavlichenko, I actually came up with a sponsorship possibility for your sales team.
Okay.
And I'm thinking all of your semen updates can be sponsored by Lovesack. So very excited about that.
All right. Thank you, John.
Put it together.
Yeah, a little sponsorship idea, bringing it all together here. Seton, do you have an update on our favorite Luger?
I have an update on some names that available that Semen
Pavlichenko
is not alone anymore.
Oh,
as we got
competition?
We do. We got a tweet saying from Joel saying figure skating has entered the chat. And there's another Russian named Y. Semenenko. I'm not sure. Maybe like Yulia. I'm not really sure what the Y is for, but Semenenko.
Semen is like Smith in Russia.
Yeah, a lot of.
Everyone's got that in their name.
Semenenko.
Dan in South Carolina joining us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. I was hoping you could answer a question for me that I've not been able to find an answer to. The Rams are listed as the away team in the Super Bowl. Do you know if they're going to have to be in the visiting locker room in their own stadium for the Super Bowl?
No, I think it's just the uniforms. I think that's all it is. At least that's what I'm told. Be in the visitors. Because they just, you know, whatever the Super Bowl is, so next year it'll be the opposite. It'll be the AFC, won't be the road team. I mean, it's semantics here, kind of silly, but, you know, I don't know if the Rams are going to stay at a hotel like they're on a road trip here and act like you're the road team here. Yeah, yes.
Is that where you put them in the visiting locker room? Like, nobody respects us. That's what they use as their motivation. Yeah. Nobody respects us.
The Bengals get to go in there. Somebody's going to Aaron Donald's locker, you know.
Like, this is our house.
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
This is our house now.
Joe Burrow's in Matthew Stafford's locker. Got his wife and kids pictures in there. Yeah, Paul.
Aaron Donald's yelling, this is usually our house. This is usually our house.
Jeff in Detroit joins us. Hi, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for Chat Row, man. I'm so happy that you guys are back doing the Super Bowl. It's been a while since you've been doing it. Although, I wouldn't mind being back in Milford, man. It sounds like them boys back there having a party on the grill, doing on the phone and everything. Listen, do me a favor, please. Tell Barry Sanders thank you for being the outstanding, one of the best athletes that Detroit has ever seen. Outside of Isaiah Thomas, the man's name is still running through the city like he did back in the 90s, man. So
all right, thank you, Jeff.
Thanks. Also, most memorable Super Bowl moment as a talent or a fan from Dan Patrick. The one moment that you will always remember.
Well, I would say being right by the goalpost when Malcolm Butler makes the interception and then going out and handing the Super Bowl trophy to the Patriots. That one would stand out the most. Paulie wanted a final hour poll question. Who would you want to go out on the town with? Michael Irvin in the early 90s when he was with the Cowboys.
The one seed, by the way.
Johnny Manziel when he was in college. Or Motley Crue in the 1980s in Los Angeles.
I'd throw a Led Zeppelin in there, too, just to get another decade in.
Yeah, in the 70s.
It's the time frame you got to look at.
Degree of difficulty of survival. I guess I would start, Zeppelin might be tough to survive, and Motley Crue. I'm going to survive Johnny Manziel. Michael Irvin, you know, it could be a game-time decision. Yeah, Paulie.
Motley Crue, I mean, Mick Mars, he did get brought back from the dead, right?
He did die.
Which
he
is
did.
What you
Mickey
have to
Six
have.
Has died. Yeah.
Yeah. But John Bonham did die.
When you go out to a party of Motley Crue, you bring booze and a crash cart. I mean, those are the two things you need.
Terry in Rochester. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Good, sir.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I know LeBron did it first, but if Joe Burrow wins the Super Bowl, who's bigger in Ohio? That's a poll question I got.
Ooh, okay. All right, thanks. LeBron's been gone for a while. LeBron did go back to Cleveland to bring them a championship. Well, let's put it this way. It's Joe Ohio right now. The fact that he's from sort of the Cleveland area, Ohio University area, I would say Joe Burrow, given the fact of where he's from in Ohio and to win a Super Bowl with Cincinnati, you know, Cleveland was big with LeBron, but they weren't underdogs. I think people looked at Cleveland with Kyrie and Kevin Love. Cincinnati's an underdog here. Yes, Eden.
Well, that Von Miller soundbite that we played earlier, I thought was really interesting because he was saying, he's like, no, this is the Joe Burrow show. No, this is the Joe Burrow show. And so almost like that's what they're using now as their motivation, that this is about, this Super Bowl is about Joe Burrow. It's not about us. He's the one everyone's focused on.
Here's Von Miller talking about Joe Burrow.
You know, it's the Joe Burrow show. Don't forget it now. This guy is the real deal. I don't like making comparisons to, you know, anybody else. Joe Burrow is his own guy, but you definitely see shades of Tom Brady in this guy, man. You know, the moment is not too big for him. You know, they have a crazy team, man, and we definitely don't want to fall into the trap of, you know, what they've done in the past. They're going to come ready to play, and we're going to be ready to play as well.
Okay, do you think he's being sincere? Or do you think that that's sort of their, oh, yeah, it's all about Joe Burrow?
I think a little bit of that.
Yeah. It didn't feel as sincere. I think he would like to have that one back and rehearse it again. Just to say, well, you know what? Joe Burrow seems like he's the real deal. I mean, look, you don't take him lightly. They beat Kansas City. They beat Tennessee. I mean, he got sacked 9 times against the Raiders. I mean, Joe Burrow, he's the real deal. I could see a little bit of Tom Brady in
not
there.
Not saying, just saying, yeah, a little Tom Brady.
Yeah, Paul.
Dan, how does it work in Ohio with the NFL teams? Is it split 50-50 with fan interest? Is it regional, or is it more like 70-30 Browns fans? If you had to gauge it, because is it split at all physically?
I don't know how it is now because of the Bengals' success this year, but it felt like Bengals, Southwest Ohio, and then, well, Cleveland's been around for such a long time, so that was passed down through generations. They weren't necessarily passing down the Bengals through generations above Columbus, it feels like, that you were a Cleveland Browns fan, and you go back to the 60s when they were winning championships. Prior to the Super Bowl, they were the Green Bay Packers. They were the great team there. Jim Brown retires, and then Green Bay takes over and wins the first couple of Super Bowls, but passing down that team, even through all of this with Cleveland. I mean, that's a great fan base. Great fan base. Yeah, Paul.
Is Ohio State football still bigger than the Cleveland Browns, or is it close?
I'd say the Buckeyes throughout the state.
Yeah.
Now, Cincinnati football, the university, now is kind of burst onto the scene. And so, you know, you're probably getting a little bit of a pull there from that team, but Ohio State, it felt like, you know, even growing up, you know, you rooted for Ohio State or Notre Dame in the state. Ryan in Honolulu, then we'll take a break, and then we'll bring in Barry Sanders. Ryan, how are you?
Hello! Oh, Dan. I took a flight to L.A. for Super Week, so I'm here in L.A.
Where are you right now?
Well, last night I got up to no good in Inglewood. So I had a great flight. I got near the stadium, my hotel, and so far, so good.
Do you want to come in studio at some point?
Well, Dan, if you're offering, who wouldn't want to come into the studio?
Well, we're discussing. Maybe we have Ryan come in, and we have a competition, almost like a rap battle with you and Fritzy.
Who wouldn't want to have a rap battle with Fritzy?
That's the right answer.
All right. What's the contest? What's the competition? How about you guys create Monday's headlines? So Monday's headlines today. How about Friday morning? Are you able to come in and play nice with Todd?
If I survive my nights in Inglewood, I will definitely come in Friday.
Okay. This is an official invitation. Okay.
Wow. All right. Let's go, DP Show family.
Okay.
What about the love sack couch there, Dan? Looks great.
Yeah, I can put you on the love sack couch.
All right, let's put a couple side by side. Now you've got sectional row seats. Yeah, eat it, Todd. Okay. Eat it, Todd.
Well done.
Wow.
Well done.
Eat it, Todd.
Eat it, Todd. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you and Todd on the sectional, and it'll be this will be our version of 8 Mile. This will be the rap battle that people didn't want to hear. But that'll be on Friday. All right, Ryan. Thank you.
That's I don't know good. If Todd knows what.
LA, Dan.
All right. Thank you, man. Todd looks a little.
Todd, you ready for this?
Yeah,
dude?
You look a little.
I think so. Rap, mock headline rap
know.
Battle?
I don't know. You don't. It okay. Let's say somebody said to Joe Burrow, hey, you up for this Super
Let's
Bowl 56?
Let's bring it on. We should do it like today and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday.
But if. I don't know. Are you sure?
I am sure.
Because if Joe Burrow goes, yeah, I think so.
I will say he's here. I will say that my competition's here on vacation, just kind of wandering around and has the next 4 days with no other responsibilities other than to come up with
him. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
That.
What
I'm
are you
saying.
Doing all day?
I'm just saying that.
Okay, I got to take a
this
break.
This is actually a work thing. There's other responsibilities. That's all I'm going to say.
All of a sudden, somebody's.
There's limericks. There's practice.
You're so that. Scared right now.
I'm just Bill, saying what I'm saying. And you guys all know it.
Toddler. Built-in excuses.
Aaron Donald's coming in, Todd.
Kick back by the pool, write a few headlines today, a few tomorrow.
I looked at the guest list, dude. Don't even try that.
What does that mean?
We're good. I told you we would be good.
There's always room for a few more spots.
All right, let's take a break. Barry Sanders is going to join us coming up. And we'll be back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Butcher Box. You know what? We're getting Butcher Box delivered here.
Seriously?
Yes, because we're going to – I want to have a barbecue. Chad from Traeger's coming in, and I said, I'm going to get some meat. I'm going to get some Butcher Box delivered. And I said, in particular, I want the wings, so we're going to put them on the Traeger. I think that's Thursday and Friday that we're going to fire that up. You can order. I love what Butcher Box does, because every month you get a curated selection of high-quality meats, and they go right to your home. And there's free shipping continental United States. So each box has between 8 and 14 pounds of meat, depending on the box you choose, enough for 24 individual meals. You can customize your own box or go with one of those. Either way, you get what you want. And it's your chance to get ground beef again for life. Butcher Box is giving new members free ground beef for life, plus $10 off coupon. Sign up at butcherbox.com/Patrick. That's butcherbox.com/Patrick to claim this deal. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I like that you could pass Barry Sanders on the street, and you wouldn't think, that's one of the greatest running backs ever. Like, you just go, oh, hey, that seems like a nice gentleman there.
He could be like Barry in engineering here.
Yeah, he'd just be roaming the back room here, and you'd say, hey, Barry, where do I hook in this cable? Like, yeah. Oh, here, let me show you. Yeah, Paul.
And every time we have Barry on, we show a video package, and the football players who get shown year after year after year.
Poor guy.
Yep.
That poor guy, number 48 with the Patriots, who got spun around, every year we always show him. And Barry didn't even have any idea who the guy was. The Hall of Famer, Barry Sanders, joining us on behalf of Rocket Mortgage, Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. Barry Sanders joining us on the program. Mild-mannered Barry Sanders. Look at that. It just Barry in engineering joining us on the program here. You ever get confused?
Me, man.
Really?
Barry and engineering. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay.
It's good to see you, though, man. Good to see you.
Do you ever get confused for anybody? Do they think you're somebody else on the streets?
Yeah, I've been called a lot of different folks.
Like who?
You know, like, oh, you're that boxer guy or something like that.
A boxer? You know? Okay.
Or, you know, I've been called Deion Sanders.
Okay. Better athlete, you or Deion?
Ooh. I mean, If we're being honest here, I mean, he did play like two professional sports.
Okay. So but you could have played college basketball.
Well, again, he played two professional sports.
Okay. Okay.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Better football player.
Between me and Deion?
I got Deion on tomorrow, so whatever you say.
You do? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that's a tough call, man. Let me call you back later on
no,
that one.
Come on.
I never even, hey, Deion, man, he has like several rings. How many rings does he have?
Well, he got a few.
He has several rings.
You stayed with one team. That's why you didn't get any rings. He kept bouncing around.
I didn't get it done, man. I didn't get it done. You know, that's all there is to it. I mean, you know, I got to give it to the guy with the rings. You know, I'm never going to say I'm better than Deion. He was such a phenomenal, and I know, you know, I mean, obviously he'll tell you how great he is. But,
What about Bo Jackson?
between what?
Deion and Bo.
Between the oh wow, man, that's a tough call. That's as far as better athlete.
Yeah.
Oh wow. I would probably say if I had to pick one, because there's just two choices, right?
Yeah. That's
it. Bo. Yeah, Bo. Absolutely, Bo.
Would you?
I'm sorry, Deion.
Would you rather be your size or Bo's size at running back?
Well, growing up, I would have said absolutely Bo Jackson size.
Yeah.
Yes. Give me that all day. Yeah, I'll take that.
But, you know, you would sometimes be able to squat down or be behind the line, and then you would they couldn't see you. Bo, you saw Bo.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's nice to be able to, like, in Bo's case, run over a guy or run around him. Just take your pick. Just depends on how you feel that day. I mean,
Did you try to run over guys, did you?
No, I tried to avoid that part of it. Yeah, I tried to avoid that part of it. Unless I knew it was a small guy. Unless I knew it was a small guy.
I was also wondering, so you see Stafford, he gave everything to the Lions, but then he was like, hey, can you help me get out? Like, did you ever broach the Lions and say, you know what, maybe I just, can I go to another team?
And I didn't.
No, never no, thought didn't. Of that back then.
Not really, no. Not really. I just pretty much hung up the cleats. Went on about my business, but no, I never had that sort of a conversation.
And Michael Irvin was talking about Tom Brady when you announced your retirement. And he thinks that Tom is probably having second thoughts about, like, you go home and then you're like, now what do I do? What was it like when that first month when you retired?
Well, I mean, it was a challenge just because there was a lot of, just media attention, And so, yeah, I mean, you know, I realized that, yeah, I mean, those are kind of difficult days, just trying to understand, okay, you know, I just retired.
Did you get depressed?
I don't think so. I think I was ready to leave at that time. I think I was really ready. But it certainly was an adjustment. I mean, you know, cause you realize that, okay, now I'm in training camp. Actually, if I was depressed, you get over your depression real fast when you get to you're missing training camp. So.
Does Emmitt Smith ever thank you for not taking his record? Does he ever just say, Barry, thank you for not playing longer because you'd be the all-time leader?
I mean, he hadn't said it in those words exactly.
But he should.
I don't know. Hey, look.
Come on.
I love. Hey, Emmitt, he's a good friend. You know, I see him all the time. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I see him at card shows and stuff like that. And they're like all these people that know him, not from football, but like from Dancing with the Stars. You know?
About being on Dancing with the Stars?
I never did. No.
Did you?
That's something I, yeah.
Did they ask?
Yes, they did.
Really? I don't think you have any rhythm, do you?
I mean, it's got to be in there somewhere, right?
No, because you told me you never celebrated in the end zone because you didn't have the rhythm to celebrate. Were you just
something
joking?
Like that?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I
don't know. I mean.
But would your dad have been mad at you if you did all of those, you know, dances and Michael Irvin stuff and after you scoring a touchdown?
Oh, yeah, he would have definitely had something to say about that. Yeah, he would definitely have something to say about different things like that. But it was just my, you know, my personality. You know, that's how I played the game. I never really even thought about it, doing something, you know. And as a running back growing up, what more is there to do but score a touchdown? You know, it's, you know, so yeah, I never thought about, okay, yeah, what else am I going to do in addition to doing that? You know, so I don't know.
You're right. I mean, you did what you're – should you be drawing attention – I'm paying you to score touchdowns. And then you score a touchdown, and then you want somebody to notice that you score a touchdown, right? What am I paying you for?
Well, I always thought the job was done. But, hey, you know, to each his own. That's how I played the game. You know, but I probably also, you can add in there, I just didn't have any rhythm as well. So,
would you rather be a running back for the Bengals or the Rams? Would you rather be Joe Mixon or Cam Akers?
I would think... Man, that's a good question. I would probably say Bengals. I think Joe Mixon's probably going to get, you know, he's probably going to see more action, even though Cam Akers has done a great job and they use him, you know. But you would think that Joe Mixon's going to get the most action of any running back in this game.
And plus, out of the backfield, too, catching passes.
Yeah, and he's been a good pro running back for a lot of years, you know. So, but, yeah, I would say Joe.
He's Barry Sanders, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, with us usually every Super Bowl. Talk about Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl squares here. You want to give the pitch there?
Absolutely, yeah. My friends at Rocket Mortgage, they're just giving away more cash again this year with Super Bowl squares. You know, the way it works is every score change, someone wins $50,000. They're going to have two grand prizes that they give away at halftime and at the end of the game of $500,000. So go to rocketmortgagesquares.com to learn more about it. The entry window closes this Friday at this Friday midnight. We're done. And again, it's free to play. So, you know, a lot of great reasons to play. You can maybe win some cash. And most of our favorite team probably not playing in the big game.
Yeah.
But, you know, a great way to be interested in the game and maybe walk away with some cash.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm kind of leaning toward Stafford and the Rams. I mean, I feel like Matt probably has as much to prove as anybody in this game.
But the Bengals, Lions don't get a partial win.
We don't get one. No.
Like you should have a Super Bowl parade in Detroit if Matthew Stafford wins. He might not show up, but you can just take a little bit of credit there.
I think there's certainly some Lions fans that are absolutely taking some credit, right? I know for me, it's just I love seeing a great player just put in a great situation to be successful, and to see everything just fall in place around him. To me, it's beautiful to see that, you know, because I can't even list the number of times people come up to me and say, well, you know, when Matt was in Detroit, is he the answer? You know, can he win the big game? So I think he answered a lot of those questions this year.
The Danettes, I sometimes allow them to ask questions. So, Paulie, I'll start with you.
All right, two-part question. When you're playing, what was the team where you go, oh, this is going to be a fun week? This will be a great week for you personally rushing. And do you ever hear anything during a game when you torch somebody, twist them around, where you could actually hear them say something like they knew they're burned?
Well, the first part, what's that?
The team that you knew you were going to get 100.
I think okay, because I saw it as sort of a different question initially, because obviously there's a lot of great teams and defenses.
This is the opposite.
I think probably early on, maybe just I love going to Tampa Bay, leaving Detroit in December or whatever it is, going down to play there, and they weren't the best in like you know mid '90s, early '90s. So I had a lot of really good games against them.
Did you ever hurt anybody's feelings on the field where you actually?
I try my best. Absolutely. I try my best to.
I know, but it's really not in your personality, but you did embarrass a lot of people.
Yeah. right. I mean, okay. But no, hey, look, when you're a big target out there, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do to survive, man. You know, so you know how it is.
Oh, yeah, I do. I still love that story that Barry Switzer tells about when Thurman Thomas was at Oklahoma State and Barry said to his team, whatever you do, don't hurt Thurman Thomas because Barry Sanders, his backup, is better than him. Did you hear that story?
I always love hearing that. And those are some just great times for me because I love being at Oklahoma State. And just each year I got a little better, you know, and I love being Thurman Thomas's backup. I mean, you know, I went in there and there were a ton of running backs from Texas and Oklahoma, you know, and growing up in Kansas, like, okay, those are the places where football players, you know, where they grow them, you know, so, but each year, you know, I got a little faster, stronger, bigger. I moved up the depth chart and, you know, and by the time I was a, you know, sophomore or so, then I was firmly implanted as Thurman's backup. And so I left a good impression on some folks if they were saying that about me. So
yeah, Todd, you got your question for Barry Sanders?
I do. Who's the biggest trash talker? Because you were so elusive, someone that really would put a good stick on you and had something to say, or mumbling it as you go by or went back to the huddle, where you're like, wow, this guy's got a little too much to say.
The guy who's a big trash talker, I mean, there's a lot of guys, but like Charles Haley, you know, you just knew he was just like crazy, you know, because he's a guy that, you know, just nonstop talking and threatening you and all kinds of stuff. And obviously the guy has four or five Super Bowl rings, but.
How would he threaten you? Like he was going to kill you?
You know, I mean, something like that. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, so, okay. Yeah. So I would say he was a big trash talker. You know, there was a guy for Green Bay. He was a linebacker earlier in my career. And I can't remember his name, Jamie Harris or something like that. He was another guy that just nonstop talking trash, you know. But Charles Haley was definitely up there with the best of them.
Seton, do you have a question for Barry before we say goodbye?
Yeah. If you didn't go to Oklahoma State, where would you have gone?
If I didn't go to Oklahoma State, I would have gone to probably either Iowa State or Tulsa. Those are my three options: Oklahoma State, Iowa, and Tulsa. And Tulsa was probably as close to where I grew up in Kansas. You know, they had a decent. I mean, they're decent now, but they had a decent team back then. You know, and I probably would have played earlier there. And so that was one of the schools that. The next school probably in line, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'm going to guess you probably would have played a little sooner than you did at Oklahoma State if you went to Tulsa.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You would have been the greatest running back in Tulsa.
I'd have to go back and look at their like roster and see who was there.
Hope the family's great. It's great to see you. Barry Sanders on it, joining us on behalf of RocketMortgageSquares.com. Thanks for stopping by.
Dan, always great to see you, man.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
If
you're watching on Peacock, when we take a break, I'm going to ask Barry if he can put some moves on the Danettes. Let us know sort of how he did this a few years ago. Are you capable of doing this without pulling a groin or something?
Do I get a chance to stretch out a little bit? Can I stretch a little bit?
You can. All right. We'll take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All in-studio guests receive gift bags provided by Panini America, the official trading cards of the DP Show. Link Soul Apparel, lifestyle brand for any occasion. We get to have dinner with them tonight. And M-Drive. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. You know, Fritzy's done a great job so far this week. Who's on the show tomorrow, Todd?
Tomorrow, I thought I was going to give you the poll update. I thought I was going to give my limerick, and you went with a third choice.
Option three.
But I will say Todd is not the best booker in the studio
now. That is very
because
true.
Because Scott Shapiro.
It wasn't until about, who used to be 10 minutes ago.
Scott Shapiro came in, and Todd became the second best booker.
We went to the bullpen and brought in the lefty, Scotty Shapiro.
I thought maybe you needed a little bit of help.
It kind of shrunk down in my seat as I saw him walk up.
Former Mike and Mike producer.
That's right.
Yeah,
Scott Shapiro. Morning drive stuff.
Yeah, it is. That's big time stuff.
Best booker
there.
In the biz.
Yep, right there.
Anyway, Wednesday.
Anywho.
Mark Sanchez, Carson Palmer, and Al Michaels will be the luminaries.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, the Wednesday edition of the Dan Patrick.
All right, let me see who Scott Shapiro has for us. Scott, who do you have for us?
John Elway, Joe Montana.
Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. All right, best booker in the business. Oh, you know what? Here's something Scott Shapiro can do.
Oh, boy.
Limerick. Because he's smart enough to not do them.
Yeah, Todd,
but
exactly.
Here we go.
Limerick,
Todd's got a limerick. Here we go. What's the topic?
It is Bengals related.
Okay.
AFC champion Bengals related.
Todd Fritz, limerick, Cincinnati Bengals.
So many seasons of pure aggravation. Bungle fans of the Who Day Nation. Then along came Joe Burrow. Eyebrows start to unfurrow. One more W for total elation. That's what? Really? What's wrong with that? I've been getting a lot of C minuses.
That's
one more W for total elation, meaning if they win the Super Bowl. Sunday.
I know that was a courtesy. That's a courtesy.
What part of that was not?
It felt clumsy.
Did it really?
It wasn't crisp.
Aggravation, nation, and elation, and burrow and unfurrow.
Yeah.
That's how the limerick goes. 1, 2, and 5 rhyme, and 3 and 4 rhyme.
I know. A-A-B-A. I know what a limerick is.
So I don't know what was clumsy.
I'm waiting to hear a good limerick is what I'm waiting for.
You might be waiting a while.
Yes, I will. All right. This day in sports history.
I'll give you one, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because we saw that picture of him yesterday. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1984 broke Wilt Chamberlain's record of 12,681 field goals. He scored 15,008 before retiring in 1989.
Yeah.
And the first NFL draft was held in 1936, Dan. Do you know who was the first overall pick to the Eagles?
Jay Berwanger.
That's right, Jay Berwanger. The Wanger was the first overall pick, not actually his nickname.
Yeah. We came up with Wangs and Beer. Because of him. That was his nickname.
Oh, that's his legacy.
Yeah, Jay Berwanger gave us Wangs and Beer.
So it was Buffalo Wild Wangs. It was this close.
Yeah. He actually went to the University of Chicago.
10-cent Wang Night was the best back then.
10-cent Wang Night.
Any other this day in sports?
Yeah, that's about it.
Paul Brown agrees to coach an NFL team in Cleveland, an expansion team that would later be named after their coach. That was 1945. Yes, Paul.
Imagine if his last name wasn't Brown and it was Berwanger or, you know what, some odd name.
Yeah.
Because that's a little cocky to name your team after yourself.
It's Cleveland Pavlichenkos, you know, it's going to be, it'd be kind of weird. But they also, you know, the owner who should do it is Jerry Jones, just the Dallas Joneses. Like, if he had the expansion team, he probably would have, you know, think about it. Dallas Joneses, I think that's a good name.
Jonesing for a Super Bowl.
Jonesing for a little playoff run. It would be nice there. Anything else here? Spud Webb won the slam dunk contest in 1986.
Oh, man, I loved that.
5'7".
That was the best.
Yeah. But don't you think they gave him, like, they kind of tilted in his direction because he was 5'7"?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. But so if you're 7 feet, then you don't get any credit.
Him and Dominique.
Well, Dominique.
Man, they were the best.
I know. But Dominique didn't win the slam dunk contest. He lost to Michael.
He lost every time? Or did he win? I think he won one when Michael wasn't there, when he had the foot injury.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure, because I think 84, Michael had the foot injury.
That's when he had the broken foot?
Yeah, and I think...
He came in second in the dunk contest then with a broken foot.
So he had three broken feet.
That's what I remember about Michael. So we got... guest list, we got that tomorrow.
I have the poll That's update.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
Fun one poll he came up with. Who would you most want to hit the town with? 36% Motley Crue, late 80s L.A. 29% Other. 23% Michael Irvin in the early 90s.
Yeah, I mean,
Dallas.
You can't put Other. We don't know who Other is.
It could be anybody else. These three are so big. Other is.
What did I give you? I gave you Motley Crue.
Michael Irvin.
Johnny Manziel.
And Johnny Manziel in the 2011 College Station days, only 12%.
And I gave you Led Zeppelin.
Ooh, did not see Led Zeppelin, did not make the cut there.
I think the playmakers being underrepresented in this poll.
Oh, yeah.
This is insulting. He's my number one.
He's the number one seed.
I'm going out with him every single time.
I think you go out once and that would be enough. what did you learn on today's program, Todd?
That it was very good to see Barry from Engineering Sanders in studio today. How nice is that to stop? Are you busy with the wires, man?
Didn't Barry look like he could just be working in
totally,
the back?
Totally. Completely.
Yeah. Seton, what did you learn?
I learned about the importance of shoulder in TV promo items.
Rich Eisen's got to get over that. That if his shoulder is not in front of somebody in front of him, then he's being pushed in the back
row. You're being slighted, clearly.
Paulie, what'd you learn?
Michael Irvin owns the building, as always.
What we learned brought to you by Panini America, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the DP show. For instant classics, autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thank you for your support, all the great folks here, LABC. Thank you. We'll do it again tomorrow, right here on the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, wait, there's one more item as we close out this Tuesday show. The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards. The exclusive trading card partner of the National Football League, Panini America, uses iconic brands. They have Contenders, Prism, Donruss, National Treasures, delivering instant classic trading cards. The most popular players, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Travis Kelce, so many more. Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. You know what? There's something for everyone in Panini America packs. It's more than just the NFL as well. Collect all of this season's top NFL rookies, Ja'Marr Chase, Trey Lance, Micah Parsons. This week, check out Rams players like Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Aaron Donald, along with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. Celebrate all the best players and their key performances with Panini Instant. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.